This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Fighting between Russian and Ukrainian forces is raging near Europe's biggest nuclear power plant in a Russian-held area of eastern Ukraine. The clashes came as inspectors from the UN's nuclear watchdog agency expressed concern over the plant's physical integrity, but did not blame either warring side. The International Atomic Energy Agency head said he expects to produce a report early next week after his team visits the plant, and he will brief the UN Security Council Tuesday. Meanwhile, Kremlin-backed local officials said one reactor that had been shut down on Thursday was restarted. Ukraine alleges that Russia is using the plant as a shield to launch attacks. Europe's energy crisis loomed larger Friday after Russian energy giant Gazprom said it would not resume the supply of natural gas through a major pipeline to Germany for now. The company cited what it said was a need for urgent maintenance work to repair key components in an announcement made just hours before it had been due to restart deliveries. The Russian state energy company had shut down the Nord Stream 1 pipeline Wednesday for what it said would be 3 days of maintenance. It said in a social media post Friday evening that it had identified malfunctions of a turbine and added that the pipeline would not work unless those were eliminated. And the move was the latest developments in a saga in which Gazprom has advanced technical problems as the reason for reducing gas flows. Russia's UN ambassador says it's alarming that less than 3 weeks before the annual meeting of the world leaders at the UN General Assembly, not a single member of the 56-member Russian advance team and delegation headed by the foreign minister Sergei Lavrov has received any entry visa to the United States. Vasily Nebenzia says that in a letter to the UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres, that it's even more alarming since the last several months the authorities of the United States have been constantly refusing to grant entry visas. This is VOA News. Hours after yet another assessment by outside observers that China's crackdown in its far west Xinjiang region may constitute crimes against humanity, Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesman Wang Wenbin stepped up to the podium to go on the offensive, saying that the so-called assessment mentioned and orchestrated and produced by the U.S. and some Western forces and is a political tool meant to contain China. It was a tactic long used by Beijing to deflect criticism from its mass detentions of Uyghurs and other largely Muslim ethnic groups in Xinjiang, blaming a Western conspiracy. At home, it's found a willing audience, but abroad it's angered Uyghurs and alienated foreigners. The result has been a splintering of views on Xinjiang and China in the West, a gap that threatens to fracture already poor relations. At least 8 migrants were killed as dozens attempted a hazardous crossing of the Rio Grande near Eagle Pass, Texas, according to officials Friday. U.S. Customs and Border Protection reported that it responded to the report on Thursday of a large crossing of the Mexican border. U.S. officials recovered 6 bodies while Mexican teams recovered 2 more. That's according to the CBP statement. The Border Patrol said U.S. crews rescued 37 migrants from the river and detained 16 others, while Mexican officials took 39 migrants into custody. Officials on both sides of the border continue searching for any possible victims. Along with a highly classified government document, FBI agents who searched former President Donald Trump's Florida home last month found dozens of folders marked classified, but with nothing inside and no explanation of what might have been there. They also recovered more than 10,000 government records with no classification marked. That's according to a more detailed inventory of the seized material made public by the Justice Department on Friday. The inventory reveals, in general terms, the contents of 33 boxes taken from Mar-a-Lago during the August 8th search. It also shows the extent to which newspapers, magazines, and other items were mixed among documents that investigators say were marked as classified, including a top-secret level. An apparent assassination attempt against Argentina's powerful Vice President Cristina Fernandez has shaken the country and threatened to further roil its tumultuous political scene. On Thursday night, she stepped from a car outside from her apartment building and began shaking hands with a throng of well-wishers when a man came forward with a gun, put it just inches from her face, and pulled the trigger with a distinct click, but the weapon apparently jammed. Authorities shed no light on the possible motive, though. There's more at VOAnews.com. Via remotes, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.